go ahead and call the meeting to order. I think we've got a couple council members that will be up here just shortly. I'd like to start the meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tim Gustafson of Life Changes Community Church, and that will be followed by a Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm glad to see several Boy Scouts here, led by Bryant Crosby of Troop 351, and that's the Academy for the Advanced Studies is the school he belongs to, or the probably the charter school. So, Pastor, would you please lead us in the invocation? Would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
Thank you, Mayor. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, and we just ask you for your wisdom. As Solomon asked for wisdom to know how to go in and come out amongst your people, we ask you for that wisdom on this council. We thank you that they will always do the thing that is right before you. And we thank you as they go forth with making these decisions and these judgments, that you, Father, will direct them, and that they will have the interest of the people, and they will operate it in a spirit of unity. For the Bible says that how pleasant and wonderful it is for us to dwell together in unity. We thank you for that, and we just thank you that you will have your will be done here tonight. We give you all the praise for it in the all-powerful name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen.
Mr. Crosby, you want to come forward?
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two.
Okay, the next item would then be to read the consent agenda into the record.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Southeast Valley Regional Association of Realtors, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Famous Dave's Legendary Pit Barbecue, 1011 North Dobson Road. Item 4A, act on renewal of supply contract for dust and erosion control services, $144,081.63. Item 4B, act on two-year renewal of supply contract for helicopter engine parts and repair, $390,000 annually. Item 4C, act on contract for two replacement fire pumper trucks, $1,106,601.41. Item 4D, act on contract for professional sound system, $228,577.83. Item 4E, act on contract for ratification of emergency purchase of X-ray screening equipment, $57,393.84. Item 4G, act on contract for Desert Wells Pump Station Number 1, 6102 East McDowell Road, $1,271,762.80. Item 4I, act on contract for 2007-2008 crack seal project, $1,149,550.60. Item 5A, introduce ordinance for September 4th, annexation case A07-16, annex land on Crisman Road north of Brown Road. Item 5B, introduce ordinance for September 4th, zoning case Z07-84, 2759 North Val Vista Drive for a rezone. Item 5C, introduce ordinance for September 4th, amend Mesa zoning code pertaining to level 1 historic structures. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for September 17th, zoning case Z07-66, McKellops and Hawes area for a rezone. Item 7A, act on resolution to vacate alley between 1900 East Delta Avenue and East Diamond Avenue. Item 7B, act on resolution to vacate right-of-way at 1220 East Nance Street and 2645 North Stapley Drive. Item 7C, act on resolution to extinguish a waterline easement at 7530 East Hampton Avenue. Item 7D, act on resolution to grant a power distribution easement to SRP on city-owned property at 6935 East Decatur. Item 7E, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of public utility easement at 2842 East Emelita Avenue. Item 7F, act on resolution for reimbursement of $59,736.20 for regional street lighting. Item 7G, act on resolution for maintenance and operation of Elliott Road just west of Signal Butte Road. Item 7I, act on resolution for cooperative law enforcement training operations with City of Scottsdale. Item 7J, act on resolution for cooperative law enforcement training operations with the City of Maricopa. Item 7K, act on resolution for cooperative law enforcement training operations with Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community. Item 8A, act on ordinance annexation case A06-28, annex land on northwest corner of Broadway Road and 82nd Way. Item 8B has been continued to the September 4th City Council meeting. Item 8C, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-56, 2800 North Sossaman Road for a rezone. Item 8D, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-71, 200 South Hawes Road for a rezone. Item 8E, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-72, 7611 East Palm Lane for a rezone. Item 8F, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-73, 221 South Power Road for medical office building. Item 8G, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-75, 3820 North Hawes Road for future development of a single residence. Item 8H, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-76, 3225 South Power Road for industrial office complex. Item 8I, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-77, 1460 North Alta Mesa Drive for a townhouse community. Item 8J, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-80, 8000 East Brown Road for an assisted living facility and office building. Item 8K, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-81, 1202 North Power Road for a convenience store with fuel pumps. Item 8L, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-82, 2434 East Southern Avenue for a commercial child care facility. Item 10A, act on subdivision plat, Broadway Mesa Commons Condominium, 1760 East Broadway Road. Item 10B, act on subdivision plat, the shops at Parkwood Ranch, 10600 South, East Southern Avenue. Item 11, approve write-off of utility and miscellaneous accounts for $336,447 for period ending June 30th, 2007. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Okay. Are there any requests to remove any items that were read in?
Yes, Mayor. I have citizens that would like to speak on agenda item 8B on page 8. That's the middle of the page.
Okay, 8B, I believe, is the one that's being continued to September 4th?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What's the policy on the continuance for...
Mayor, it's up to you as the presider for the meeting. You can accept the public comment today if you want, or you can ask them to come back on September 4th, since it is properly noticed on the agenda.
Mayor, on the speaker slips, it requests them, they would like to speak unless it's continued, and then there are two speaker slips that do not want to speak to the item but just want to let you know that they're opposed. So I don't think they would object to waiting until September 4th.
Okay. Can somebody huddle with that group and see if that would be okay? It is continued to September 4th. We will certainly hear you then. Is
that all right? That would be fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. All right, let's put 8B then back on for continuance to September 4th. Were there any other blue cards besides those this evening?
No, Mayor, the record would stand as read.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion for approval of the consent agenda. And I have one by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. Any discussion? Please vote. This must be your last meeting, so nothing's coming up.
My mayor, I was talking.
Let's try it again, Mike. All right, there we go. Yeah. All right, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. I have a little screen here in front of me that shows me when everybody's voted. There was no reading for a little while. All right, let's move on to the first item that was not on the consent agenda, and that's on page 2. And that is to discuss and take action on the appointment of Linda Crocker as city clerk, as recommended by the city manager. Mr. Brady?
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, let me take time to also recognize our outgoing city clerk, Barbara Jones. We did have an opportunity to recognize her on Friday, but on behalf of the city of Mesa and the city employees, let me tell you that, as I said on Friday, Barbara has been a gift to the city. She has lived a life of public service and dedicated a lot of her efforts to really making Mesa the way it operates, both in elections and in many other ways, access to city information. I think she's done a wonderful job, and she has a wonderful legacy to follow. And really, it is because of Barbara's, I think, stellar performance and who she is that part of what she's done has had a great influence upon her staff. And with that, then, I have no hesitation in recommending her assistant today, Linda Crocker, as the new city clerk for the city of Mesa, because I think when Linda brings a lot, has learned a lot from Barbara, and she brings a sense of enthusiasm for the job and an opportunity to get out into the community and really make a difference. So we're very happy with, and sad to see Barbara leave, but we're very excited to recommend Linda to go forward as the city clerk for the city of Mesa. Thank you.
I do have one request to speak from Marilyn Winderstrom. Marilyn?
Thank you, Mayor Hawker, council members. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, especially in 3 minutes, I would like to give my tribute to the city clerk's office, similar to what the city manager said. The Mesa City Clerk's Office is and will continue to be a class act that Mesa can well be proud of. With professionalism and knowledge of Barbara Jones at the helm of the office, which will continue with your very wise appointment of Linda Crocker, having spent countless hours in the clerk's office, and I speak from experience, unlike the city manager is able to do, back to Marston Richards, John Kramer, Dorothy Dana, Sharon Eggers, and in the last many years, Barbara Jones. Through the actions of Mesa's active citizenry, they have become state experts in initiative and referendum law and procedures which can be attested to by other city and town clerks who seek their advice in such matters. Their record-keeping expertise is unsurpassed. They are state-of-the-art and continually improving. Long gone are the days of the deep well over at Rendezvous Park, where historical records were kept and retrieved through the efforts of a former city clerk going down in the well on a ladder. It was just a couple of months ago that I had reason to ask for copies of two resolutions from the early 1970s that I had on some old agendas, and I thought, oh, it'll probably take a few days because it must be on microfilm. I think I got those in about an hour and a half. I had the numbers of the resolutions, but that is how this office has just exhibited such unbelievable professionalism. And it's far more than in clerical skills, knowledge of election law, scheduling and arranging of polling places throughout the city, taking minutes of countless meetings and long meetings, which you know, advising and reminding council candidates and members on due dates for campaign financing and financial disclosure statements, counting signatures and signatures and signatures and more signatures, answering questions, expediently providing copies of requested documents, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone that goes into the city clerk's office, whether it be a city council officer, a city council member, the governor, or a citizen that just has blown into town, is treated with the utmost respect. And this particular city clerk's office, both with Barbara and Linda and all of their staff in the office, are well deserving of a great tribute. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. It's an honor to make the motion to approve Linda Crocker as the new city clerk for the city of Mesa. I just want to say just a couple of words about Barb Jones before I say a few things about Linda Crocker. I think it's really nice that we're actually talking about them both together because they have been such a team there. And so I said to Linda, who's going to be your new Linda Crocker? And then I said, well, maybe I should say who's going to be your new Barb Jones, because they just worked so well together. About 2 years ago, it's been a little bit more than 2 years ago right now, we were in the process of hiring a new city manager, and there aren't very many positions that actually report to the city council. I haven't counted lately, Mayor. I don't know if you have, but we have the judges who report to us, and then we have the city attorney, the city clerk, the city manager, the auditor, and I'm missing somebody. But anyway, those positions, we had decided that we wanted to make sure that we were running that search ourselves, and so we, the mayor asked me to help with that and asked me to get assistance, and so I got Debbie Spinner and Barb Jones, and they were amazing. It was an opportunity to really see two professionals in action as they went about doing all of that. And Chris, I don't even know if you knew that they were so integrally involved with assisting us in that process, but it was just one more instance of Barb doing an outstanding job in taking something that she hadn't done before and running with it and just doing a great job with it. So we're going to miss you, Barb. Linda, you're going to be wonderful. I'm certain that the entire office staff, who all seem to be here tonight, are just as thrilled as we are with this. Thank you, Mayor.
Good. I would like to, on behalf of the City of Mesa, thank you, Barb, for your service. You've been an outstanding representative for our community, and I wish you luck in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you, Mayor, and it's been a pleasure to work with you and for you and to serve the citizens of Mesa as the city clerk. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and second for the approval of Linda Crocker as the city clerk. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Linda, would you like to stand up and be recognized here? Congratulations. We won't ask for a speech. The politicians up here will take care of that part. Okay, the next item then will be on page 3, and that is item 4F, and we need to go ahead and do these in a slightly different order. So we will take 7H first, and then we will go back to 4F, and I believe Councilmember Griswold, you have a conflict on both of these items.
Yes, I own a restaurant building on Falcon Field, and this is a fencing that comes within 300 feet of the property, so it may affect the value one way or the other, so I'll declare a conflict of interest and not comment or vote on this issue, on either of these two issues.
All right. 7H is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an airport improvement program grant agreement between the Federal Aviation Administration and the City of Mesa for installation of perimeter fencing at Falcon Field Airport. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval. Is there any discussion on that item? Would you please vote? Now we're all in. Rex's
Councilmember Griswold.
Abstention.
Councilmember Griswold.
He is abstaining.
Okay.
All right, that is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, so it does pass. Let's then go back to page 3, item 4F. This is the Falcon Field Airport runway intrusion prevention perimeter access control, better known as a fence. City of Mesa project number, and there's a project number with this. This project will install the second phase of the interior fencing along Falcon Drive, Roadrunner Drive, Eagle Drive, and Higley Road to reduce the possibility of runway incursions. Is that right?
Incursions.
Thank you. At Falcon Field. Recommended award is for Steel Lock Fencing Corporation, and that is in the amount of with change orders of $427,097. And the funding is available from the FAA, a grant. There is also a state grant and a UASI grant that comprises that $427,097. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers for approval, seconded by Councilmember Walters. Is there any discussion on the item? Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Councilmember Griswold abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest. The next item is on page 4. This is item 4H, and this one I need to declare a potential conflict because it requires some asphalt construction work, and I have an ownership interest. Actually, I have a couple ownership interests in some property that is leased by some asphalt-related businesses. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. 2007-2008 surface seal project. This project will surface seal approximately 752,065 square yards of pavement throughout the city, and it's recommended that the award go to Cactus Asphalt for a total award of $424,617.88. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Whalen. I'm sorry, by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Whalen. Any council discussion on this? Would you please vote? Motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
Okay, the next item would be on page 11. This is item number 8M. It is a zoning case Z07-83 in District 2. The address is 4225 East University Drive. And this is located on the southwest corner of University Drive and Greenfield Road. Consists of 24.9 plus or minus acres. And is rezoned from R4 to R4 PAD in site plan review. This request will allow for the conversion of apartments to townhomes for sale. And it comes forward with a recommendation for approval. We had some discussion downstairs on this item as far as having some stipulations attached. I don't know if we were able to rendezvous with the developer on this or the owner. Maybe I can call on the city attorney on the procedure if we would like to put some stipulations on.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, I did speak to the developers briefly, and they are willing to have a discussion with you in terms of the additional stipulations that council may want to place on this. They're willing to make verbal agreements to accomplish certain tasks. If council is inclined to request that these stipulations be added to the zoning ordinance, I think they would like to have discussion in terms of the time frame on when this can be brought back and when a decision can be made.
Okay. Would somebody like from the one of the developers like to address the council at this time? Okay. And which one's Greg and which one's Mark, or do we have either?
I'm Mark Tomachek.
All right.
This is Ethan Fry.
All right.
We are the representing Greg Hales. Okay. and the developer. I'm the architect. Ethan is the attorney working on all of the CCNRs and all the legal issues.
Good. All right. Well, some of the questions are probably for the attorney. I know that there was the, when it went through the approval process, there was some discussion about the townhomes versus condos. This is a townhome, and whether stipulations could be added. They weren't added when this was moving forward. But I think there's some council members, including myself, that would like to make sure that there's a sustainability of this if there was a conversion. CCNRs, I know some of it was the condition of the mechanical equipment and some other things. And I can't remember, I still haven't grabbed my information in the packet to figure out what specifically those requests would be. But was there some understanding when you went through a verbal understanding that wasn't written down in specific terms on what would take place in order to get approval?
Well, we've worked with Josh, Mike, and then the whole process, it was sort of understood that we would be doing major upgrades to the entire property. I was an architect and Ethan was the attorney on another project that was actually a condo conversion that you guys could not stipulate any changes, and we actually went through and did upgrade the entire mechanical units. So not just changing out the compressor, but actually going with the whole SEER 13 from the top to bottom, changed all of the landscaping, repainted asphalt and everything. So that's sort of what we have to do in order to make the project saleable and sustainable. And it was just I thought we were all under that same impression.
Well, the planning hearing officers minutes reflected that, similar to what you're saying exactly right now, that it was responded to that they were planning to replace the wood siding, paint the entire site, repair the irrigation system and sidewalks, replace landscape where needed, redo the asphalt and pools, and make the site presentable to the neighborhood. Doesn't indicate the AC units, but I don't know if that was part of the discussion or not. So I think that's what we're looking for, is that there would be some stipulations that we feel comfortable that it's, at least for me to move it forward, that I felt comfortable that it would be sustainable. And I think that those certainly would be items that would need to be included. So I guess I'm asking the city attorney whether we should work with the applicant to get that in a written form, maybe run it through either the study session to see if we concur that those are capturing the items, or should we try to talk this thing through here tonight and come up with stipulations? And I guess I'd look for council direction on that also.
Mayor, I guess what I would recommend is if the requests from council are set out here in the planning hearing officer's minutes, we can certainly work with the applicant, try and draft some stipulations and bring them back. If possible, I think the applicant would like to come back on the 4th for introduction and then the 17th for consideration. So if we can accomplish this and bring it back by the 4th, if council, we will do that. If council has any requests other than these set out here in the minutes, we'd like to hear them now so we can talk through them a little bit and try our best to get them accomplished by the 4th.
Well, the CC&Rs is one I brought up. I think there is some common area and there needs to be some management agreement to make sure that that's sustainable, some way to assess fees to maintain the common areas, even, I guess, the outside painting and roofing and whatever else would typically be in a CC&R. I don't want to write it for you, but I want to indicate that my idea to do this would be something that's sustainable. If you have an apartment, then there's one owner and he wants to do it for his economic reasons. If it's somebody else, they may or may not be an absentee owner. There could be other issues, or they could be the owner that occupies it and really keeps it well. It could somewhat go either way. I just want to make sure it's turned over in a condition that it has the greatest possibility of being successful.
Our interests are aligned there, and we definitely want it to be a sustainable community in perpetuity. And it would be premature to do it now, but we're going to hire a company to do a reserve study of the cost of maintaining the community. And there will be provisions throughout the CC&Rs that deal with the common areas, the quasi-common areas, and the, you know, everywhere within the property to make sure that it's adequately maintained.
Okay, well, that's a stipulation that I need to be stated, and we would need to reintroduce it. I would certainly agree to work it out and see, and I have no reason to not reintroduce it on September 4th, unless there's something internally that prohibits that.
No, Mayor, we should be able to turn that around by that date to have it ready for introduction.
Okay.
We just need to make it clear we've got everyone's provisions they'd like to see in those change stipulations.
Well, let's open it up then for comments, and please respond back. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I really appreciate what you did on the other project. I don't know which project it is, but it's good to hear that you're upgrading things. The sustainability issue is my issue as well. As I went out and drove around the project yesterday, and I'm guessing from the numbers here, I didn't actually sit and do the math. Are we talking about around 400 units?
402.
Well, that's close.
So good guess.
It's a large project, and it becomes really important that it's done appropriately. And I can see how you could do that. But there were a couple of other things that I wanted to make sure got added in there into the language. One was the roofing where needed, improving the roofing where needed, and the carports. I think some of those looked like they were going to need some attention. And then there was one place that I really wasn't sure about, and I wanted to ask city staff, because it might be that it is an access for public safety purposes. As you're right behind what's currently the leasing office, there's a place that has just like a chain that goes from one post to another post, and then it goes off with like some tracks of...
That's fire truck access.
Is that what that is?
Because from the other side, fire trucks can't back up a distance larger than 200 feet.
Okay.
So I think that was added afterwards. But that's what that is. It's basically so a big fire truck can go all the way around.
Okay, so it was a public safety issue. Okay. Let's see, carports, roofing. Did I put another note in here? And improving the landscaping where needed. I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Summers, did you have?
Thank you. I will also say I'm pleased to hear about the work that you're putting into. I'll back up for now a little bit. Pleased to hear about the work that you put into in your other projects, particularly when you don't have to. When you do a condo conversion by state law, you don't have to come forward for a zoning change. You're here because you're not switching a condo, but rather to a townhouse use, which does require a PAD zoning change. I have some issues with switching apartments to condominiums. My problem deals most with public safety and code enforcement in particular. When you switch from one owner to 402 potential owners, we've spread the problem of contact and who do we talk to from one person to 402. The 402 units, if they are owner-occupied, works great. It provides for new entry-level housing, affordable housing. People own. They tend to take care of what they own because they want to see it appreciate in value. But I think we all know that there are circumstances where there are quite a few, 30, 40, 50% of these condo conversions have historically been owned by folks who speculate in the stock market, or they own it as a second property and lease it out. And when you have absentee owners, that creates a problem. And then you're trying to figure out who owns which unit. So that's the foundation of where my concerns are. But getting to the point, you have your property, so if you want to proceed forward with that, it's your right to do so. I just ask for a few things in stipulation, one of which is an engineering report for the systems. Specifically, I'm looking at plumbing, AC, heat, electrical systems. I want to know that when folks purchase these things, that they, when they buy this house, that it's going to work for them. And the AC isn't going to break down somewhere down, or the plumbing isn't going to break down. I don't know how old these units are, but it'd be good to know for their fact that these are going to work. I've also asked for our code folks, specifically our fire and building safety, to look at this issue. They assure me that despite their busy schedule, they can do this this week and get back to you. They don't anticipate any major needs, but if it needs a few smoke detectors in bedrooms, I would like to see you guys add those as well. And again, that comes back to public safety issues, and I hope what you notice is the stipulations I'm looking at are public health, welfare, and safety. Mm-hmm. I'm not adding a whole lot of lists, but those are the types of things that I would like to see addressed. Thank you.
Okay. Some of the comments from a legal standpoint, what responsibility does the city have? I mean, there's a buyer beware. I mean, for AC units and mechanical systems and plumbing, how does, you know, I feel a little uncomfortable stipulating that you have to certify to us that those are all done, as opposed to having somebody do their own research and have a check of that unit before they buy it, or have it certified by you. I guess they could request that before they bought it from you. But does this open up that type of approach that for stipulations? I guess if they're agreed to, we're all right. But,
Mayor, if they're agreed to, they can certainly be added as stipulations in terms of the legal requirement. Unless there is a legal requirement for some type of an inspection to be done, which sitting here today, I'm not sure I'm aware of that legal requirement, but we'll go back and look. Yeah, it would be up to the discretion of the council whether you want to require that for the zoning.
I guess maybe to get an occupancy permit, there were certain requirements, and we could verify that it still meets all those. That might be.
And certainly if they need some type of building permit, if they're going to require one of that, it would require some inspections. But I'm not exactly sure what the developer has planned.
Okay. And I'm not sure how you write up that stipulation. Okay. Tom.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the direction here as well, and I'm not sure that we can certainly ask you to certify that the air conditioning will never break down or the plumbing will never back up. Mm-hmm. I know that's not what you said, meant, Scott, but at least at one point that's what you said. So What I would suggest that we do is I don't know if anybody else has a laundry list for you. You've heard sort of everything. I'm sure there are notes. Take the next week. Agree to everything you can agree to. Mm-hmm. If there's things you can't agree to, disagree. We'll introduce it, and then we'll hash it out up here. But I appreciate the list of things that's come from everybody, but I think mm-hmm. to try to bring closure, I think that's really what we want to try to do now is to let you spend some time with staff saying, sure, that's no problem, sure, that's no problem. Hey, we'll do this, but what do you want to do? You know, however you feel comfortable, mm-hmm. and then we'll reintroduce on the 4th for a vote on the 17th.
That sounds good for us. We want to be cooperative. We want to have a nice community, and I think that sounds like a good course of action.
Okay. Did you see? Councilmember Griswold.
Yeah, that was my question. Is this any kind of hardship on yourself or your timeline, this delay to the 4th?
What we spoke about originally was actually keeping the process in parallel, so it really doesn't delay us.
And let me ask John, because he was talking to the applicants about some other procedures that they are going through now and how we will try and run parallel tracks.
Mayor and Council, the other thing that we're working on with the applicant is the continued processing of their plat that goes with this that actually creates the lots. And we won't hold up any processing on that while we're working on this to make sure both can be done about the same time.
Is that satisfactory to you?
Yes, as long as we can keep the plat process going. And I think pretty soon we'll need your signature, and then we'll be done with that one. So it should roughly end at the same point.
I see Terry Williams from our building department is there. I think he has something to say.
Mayor and Council, good evening. Terry Williams, Building Safety Division. I want to just clarify one point. There is no building permit required because of this change in schema of ownership. The building itself is not changing, so the occupancy is not changed, and therefore there's not a building permit. The fire department does have authority under the code, though, to inspect existing structures, and so they could go in legitimately, do an inspection, and advise them of whatever kinds of missing things, such as fire, smoke detectors, et cetera, that might be missing there. Building safety would be happy to go with them as representative, council member Summer has indicated, we'd be happy to do that this week as well.
Vice Mayor?
I'll say that I have concerns about anytime you have a building that has adjoining wall after adjoining wall after adjoining wall. I have the concern about the fire issue. I don't have a concern about the air conditioning units, not because I don't think you should replace them, but I think that's one of those buyer beware things. If I sell my house, the city isn't going to come in and look and see when the last time was that I replaced my air conditioning unit. Same issues with the plumbing. But when you're talking about adjoining wall buildings, that's a fire issue that I don't know quite how to address that in the stipulations, but you know that would be one of those things that I would have an interest. I think there is a public safety interest in looking at that as we're changing the ownership.
Again, Mayor and Council, the code requirements are identical for an apartment as it would be for a townhouse. There's a one-hour separation that's required between the units. Now, what we might want to add as a condition is to make sure that fire has investigated to make sure that those haven't been denigrated over the life of the building.
And that's what I was just going to ask, Terry, because, you know, this was built back in the late 70s, early 80s, that time frame? Yeah, and so that would be the question, to make sure that it hadn't altered over that period of time, because I think there is a public interest in that's a little bit different. Thank you.
And as we were going through the process, there was someone from the fire department at the table who was reviewing everything and approved everything.
Okay. Councilmember Summers.
I assume you're going to let the fire department in. When it's a residential structure, single-family owned residential structure, the fire department does not have a right of entry. We do on commercial properties, the fire department does, commercial properties to do inspections and care for the general welfare, but if it's individually owned residence, my house can enter. And I believe the law also carries to apartments when it's occupied. So it would have to be unoccupied, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it's going to have to be your invitation to allow them in to take a look at common areas and any vacant units that you have, if you're willing to allow that. On the systems issue, I guess the only question I have is when I think of apartments, oftentimes the systems like the plumbing, like the air conditioning units, and even the electrical systems aren't just impacting one specific apartment. They are common. So somebody's apartment below or next door also is impacted by the water system, because if it breaks next door, you don't have any water. Same with electrical somewhat, and AC units can often go to multiple units. Is that the case in this particular situation, or are we looking at systems as individual for each different apartment?
Well, the reason we can go to townhomes is because it's not a stacked product. So they're not one on top of the other. So you're only looking at rows. So there's nobody above you or anybody below you. The air conditioner, everyone has their own, which is powered on its own. The water supply and the sewer, I mean, even your house is on the same system as they are. That's all common in some point of view.
So each one has its own electrical, its own plumbing, its own air conditioning unit. Those are all separate. So
yes,
my ownership in how it operates in my particular unit, if I were to buy one, is not impacted by Rex's unit when it breaks down. I'm not downflow of a water system, and I don't have water.
No.
Completely separate. All right, then it's less of an issue for me if it's an issue at all.
Should I tell them that there's been individual floods just every night?
No.
Well, I think I'm in agreement with Councilmember Rowles. Let's see what you come up with on stipulations. We'll introduce it on the 4th and take a look. Get you some feedback and try to keep you on the same time frame.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
What do you do with this? What's going to be reintroduced? Just do nothing?
Suggestion on 8M, do we need any motion to this effect?
Yes, Mayor, this is currently, if I remember correctly, it's for action by the council.
Right.
There should be a motion to continue to a date certain, which would be September 4th.
All right. Vice Mayor?
Debbie, would it a motion to reintroduce it be the more appropriate motion, given the fact that it'll have stipulations, so it would be a new introduction?
What we need to do is just continue the action. We will add stipulations. It's not required that you request a reintroduction.
I move that we continue this to the September 4th City Council meeting.
Okay. I have a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any discussion on the motion?
Mayor, can I interrupt for just a moment? Because we're continuing the public hearing will actually be on the 17th. So I apologize. We're continuing it to the 17th. Although it will come back on the 4th for reintroduction, what we are doing here is a public hearing. It's posted for a public hearing. So we are we're continuing it to the next public hearing.
Okay, so what if I make a motion to, I'll withdraw my previous motion.
All right.
If the seconder is okay with that.
Well,
And then can I make a motion to bring this back to the September 4th meeting for an introduction, a new introduction with stipulations of this, and a public hearing on this to be held at the September 17th meeting? Does that work? Does that work, Mayor?
I'll follow the advice of the city attorney. As I'm reading item number 8, it says discuss, receive public comment, and take action on. So looks like it covered all three to me. All right. The motion as stated, the second degree. All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item then would be on page 12 on item number 9A. And this is actually to hear, discuss, and take action on the appeal of the following design review board cases. And this is case 07-85, District 6, the Pecos Gateway, the southwest corner of Pecos and 88th Street. And this is the approval of three industrial buildings. Pecos Gateway LLC is the applicant. And this came through with a recommendation of 5-0 from the Design Review Board for approval. We will do this with the applicant first, followed by public comment, and we'll get some staff comments and then council discussion. So, please.
Mayor Hocker, members of the council, for your record, my name is Reese Anderson. My address is 1930 East Brown, number 101 here in Mesa. Pleasure to be before you this evening. As you stated, Mayor, this is just an appeal of a design review board case. We were unanimously approved by the design review board, and three of our neighbors have appealed that case to you this evening. When I look back through the zoning code, I noticed the design guidelines found in chapters 14 and 15. The purpose of those clearly stated in there that the purpose is to enhance the city, the quality of the projects in the city. In this case here, our feelings are that these appeals are a little bit being used by neighbors just to prevent the development of this area. We believe we've met all the intent of the design. We've met the letter of the law. We've met the spirit of the law. And we believe that while the most of the issues that are raised by the neighbors are outside of the design guidelines as set forth in the zoning code, we've nevertheless met them. I provided to you a letter earlier in the week with the copies of all the final plans, the site plan, the elevations, the landscaping plan. I hope all of you had a chance to look at those. But as I read through their letters of appeal, really there were some overlapping issues. We've kind of synthesized them together. But and the ones that I kind of saw in there that were repeating again and again were that they want us just to soften the southern building elevations, put grass in the retention area, use tile roofs, provide a 12-foot screen wall, impose deed restrictions, and then the last one was to comply with the gateway development plan. So, Mayor, I've got a little PowerPoint. I just want to kind of walk you through. You probably saw this before. And these, what I'm going to show you now are what the final approved site plan, elevations, landscaping plan. Design review board, again, approved us unanimously with a few conditions. We went back. We made those changes. Staff has looked at it and given their blessing to those changes, as you've seen in the staff report that's before you this evening. So this is just our site plan. Again, we're right south of Pecos Road, north of Queens Park neighborhood. We've got three large buildings there. This is what was approved by P&Z unanimously, supported by the neighbors at P&Z. This is what you saw at council when you approved it. This is the landscape plan for the northern half, really not at issue. I'm going to skip by it quickly unless someone has a question for me. If you look here at the landscape plan for the southern half, one of the issues they had for us was that we add grass to the retention area. We've done that. We feel we satisfied that concern. This is a blow-up just of that area, and the reason I think this is a little bit telling shows some of the connection between our project and theirs. You can also get in contact some of the other buildings by some of our neighbors that, for example, the more rectangular building to the north, the top side of that picture, is Mr. Mokri's building. He was one of the people who appealed us. And in the building, the square building to the south, is one of Mr. Call's buildings, and he's also here this evening, and was one of the appellants. These are the elevations for Building A. We think it's a nice-looking project. DR agrees with this. Staff agrees with this. We've made a lot of changes. We've changed the colors. We've changed the materials. We've gone through and made a lot of different design changes. This is Building B, which would be the western building. If you see the circle that says C, the south elevation for Building B, that would be what the neighbors are looking at. And I'm prepared this evening, if you want, to go back and show you everything from the inception. I'm just trying to focus on what's here this evening. Just focus on what their appeal issues were. But we've changed that elevation, added tile roofs. Everywhere we've got a sloped roof, we've got tile. We've added this Building C, same kind of thing. They wanted us to use real stone. And by that, I've understood them to mean that they want to use cultured stone. Well, we've added that. It's there. So this is kind of, again, the summary of the issues they've appealed. We've softened the southern buildings. We've provided grass. We've provided tile roofing. Everywhere there's a slope tile. We're using cultured veneer stone. Okay? We've got a 12-foot screen wall. It's a 4-foot berm, 8-foot wall. A lot of design enhancements on it. It's an articulating wall. It's well landscaped. Deed restrictions. We're willing to put deed restrictions on the property. We've talked with the neighbors about that. Again, it's outside of a city issue, really, but we made that commitment. We're willing to honor it. The last one was to comply with the Williams Gateway Development Plan. I just didn't know what it was, but if it exists, I'm sure we're complying with it. Mayor, this is just a perspective of the building. Again, we're proud of it. We think it's a nice-looking building. Your design review board agreed with us. Your staff agrees with us. I hope some of you saw me talking with Mr. Mokry and Mr. Stevenson earlier this evening in the audience. They gave me their permission to tell you that they're now 100% comfortable with the project and gave me their approval and gave me permission to say that on their behalf. So I think we've solved some of our issues with at least our neighbors immediately to the east. I'm hoping that we get some similar comments from our other neighbors. With that, Mayor, I don't want to waste any more of your time. I think we've reached resolution, and to the extent we can, we've addressed the issues of the neighbors. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Any questions at this point? Why don't you grab a seat, though? We'll give you the opportunity at the end. I have three requests to speak. Diane Woods.
Actually, after looking at this project, I'm not sure it's the same one. It might be the one next week, which I'm hoping it's not, because I don't want to come next week. The building we saw at the design and review board was so ugly, but I like this, and it looks like they've done a good job, and I know they need to do it. Except the project that I saw, the homeowners were on the south side of the project, so this might not be it. But I like this, the way it looks. And I think it looks really good. Hopefully it blocks everything for the neighbors. I would like to say one thing. I know this project is so far from where I live, but as I've gotten older, I've noticed, and why it took me so long, and I'm still learning a lot of things, but when things are ugly, either with landscaping or with paint and different things, it seems to attract people that want to commit crimes. They think they have an open invitation that this area people don't care about. We can come in and do crimes. So that was what my original complaint was. I don't want any areas in the city to attract any more crime or any more problems. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Got a card turned in from Gregory Woods. Greg, you want to follow up?
Mayor Hawker, Vice Mayor Walters, and Council, I would just like to make a few comments regarding this project. Out in this area, there are some very, very nice homes and very, very nice subdivisions. And, of course, you've got the airport, as you well know, and then you've got this industrial area that the city's trying to build by the airport. And, you know, that makes sense. It makes economic sense to have an industrial area near an airport. Well, you've got the problem with these homes that are nearby. So they seem to be incongruous. But if there are well-planned projects, well-designed projects like this one is, I think it can work. If you look at the city of Tempe and what they've done with their industrial areas, they come right up to residential areas, some very nice, expensive residential areas, but it works because of the way everything has been designed. You look at, you know, South Tempe and Elliott Road and what they've done there and the tremendous success that area has been as far as economic development and just the residences there. So these things can work. And I think this is a good project. I think it could work with the neighbors that are out there. Thank you.
Doug Chapman and Mr. Call.
My name is Doug Chapman. My address is 8715 East Woodland Avenue, and I reside directly across from this project. And I don't know the people that were just up here speaking, but I will tell you that the project that they saw was not this project, and that's why they're confused. When we showed up at the P&Z, or actually the design and review, we had allowed this to go through after a fight at the planning and zoning level. We let it go through on the consent agenda at the council level. When we arrived months later at the design and review, we saw these buildings with a turquoise tin roof, the area in front where they put the mid-iron grass with the different species of trees was all large rocks about the size of baseballs and softballs. We were concerned about the maintenance and the look because those are drainage basins. We felt like if we get some grass in the basin that as it was maintained and mowed off, that any black from the asphalt would basically be mowed off and be renewed somewhat. So we called the developer, we called Reese Anderson, and they basically, we got the letter from Reese Anderson, Pugh Lake, after, and it seems that they had found their notes because they had agreed to most all of these things months and months ago. And so at this point, basically, we're just trying to make sure that they get their checklist and their punch list straight. And by the way, I would like to thank, we've sent out, because we know there's some rumors that we're hard to deal with, we have a track record around the area. I've talked to many of you this week. We very much appreciate your time. You know who you are. We appreciate your listening here. We've also sent out some very long emails to try to clarify our position. We've been very consistent. We're not people that go back and forth. But the reality is that when we got to the design and review at the very end of this project, that it was not this project that you see today. So the tile roofs, all of this that you see looks good. We will continue to monitor this. I am the spokesman for the subdivision, and we did have a neighborhood meeting on this. And based on what we're seeing today and the letter dated 8/20, at this point with the condition that this continues, we will be vigilant. And we just feel like that it's important that they do what they agree to do. So thank you for your time. Do you have any questions that I may answer?
Are you then supporting the project as it's outlined today?
At this point, based on the information that we have in the letter and the pictures, we would be in support of this design, though we do not like this project in such close proximity to our homes.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. A Liddell call.
Mayor, council members, first of all, I just want to thank you very much for the time and effort that you all put in behalf of the citizens of Mesa. It's greatly appreciated. I'm speaking as the guy who's developing the property around the corner tonight. I am, this project that we've just had explained to us here is not what we saw at design and review. You know, design and review was, they'll say it's not different, but I can be in support of what I see here, and I appreciate the efforts that have been made. The reason I wrote the appeal letter was because a few days before the 30-day time limit was up, my wife and I went down to see what they had submitted, and we had found out they hadn't submitted anything. So we wanted to make sure that they followed through with the agreements that they had made with us many months ago, and that's why we're here tonight. And we appreciate the efforts that have been made, as a developer across the way, I can live with what this is, and also a resident of Queens Park. I'll feel, not that I want industrial buildings like this across from my house, but they have lived up to their compromise by what we see tonight. Thank you.
Okay. I also have two cards from individuals that did not wish to speak, but were in support as originally agreed upon. This is Dan Sundstrom, if I have that right, and says, please hold this developer to his promises, and a few other remarks there. And then Catherine Plant also did not wish to speak, but a similar comment, hold developer to agreed changes. So that is the extent of my cards. Was there anybody else that came this evening to address the council on this item? Okay, let's go ahead then and staff.
Mayor and Council, I don't know that we have too much more to add at this point. Staff was in support of this when it went through design review and the modifications that were made there. They have come back since that with the stipulations that were put on it by the design review board and met those stipulations, so we are in support of approval.
Okay. All right. And Council, Councilmember Summers? I believe this
thank
is
you,
in your district, so we'll call on you here.
I would like to thank Fred Liddell. Liddell, I think your voice is going on you.
because I know mine is. We had a meeting today this morning that some went well. Much of it, unfortunately, didn't. But that's for that's going to be for another day. I'm pleased you got to see this piece. It's not the same thing that you saw. This is part of the design review process for the city. And since the scouts are here, they get to hear this one. When design review saw the original concept of this plan, it looked different than this. They opened the, like this council does, they opened it up to public comment. They heard comment from the neighborhood. From the report I have, they listened to those comments, added some stipulations, and this was the result, something that I'm very pleased to hear today that you're in support of that. I'm also very pleased that for the folks who are developing this that that they went through, they listened to those, and they made those changes. I think those would be very helpful. So that's part of the very long process that is a design review, and we do hear you, and we encourage folks to come out and speak on the issues that that are going to affect their homes and their lives. Very pleased to hear their support. With that, I will make a motion for approval.
Okay, I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. For
I'm sorry, this is appeal, so I guess we want to deny the appeal.
Councilmember Summers, what I would recommend is that if you are in agreement with the decision of the Design Review Board, that the motion be to affirm the decision of the Design Review Board.
Okay, then I will make the motion. Then let me strike the other motion and make the motion to affirm the decision of the Design Review Board, which is what you see here on the up on the screen.
That's certainly what I thought you meant.
So. Well, I have a feeling I've been saying things I don't mean, so we'll just stop now.
Make them a little clearer. All right, there's a motion and the second, Vice Mayor.
I just want to stipulate that by doing this, we are agreeing to the letter that we have from the attorney, that the design that we're seeing up here, this perspective that you put up here, that included also, I believe, filing some private agreements in terms of deed restrictions and all of those things. And I'm assuming that you were including all of that because I think that was part of the conversation too. That was what I was thought I was seconding, Scott, so I just want to make sure.
Yeah, the deed restriction I fully support. That was a private matter, and you're going to file it soon. I'm seeing nodding ahead. This had to be approved before that happens, sure. But that was a private matter, and because it's a private matter, unfortunately, government, we do not have the authority to do that. So I'm just in support of this building as designed, the new stipulations with everything that was put in that report, and then they will proceed forward with those with the deed restrictions, and I'm absolutely certain that the neighborhood will be watching that and waiting eagerly for that to be filed. Are we good?
Okay, let me ask staff a question. I assume that the design review board, when they looked at this, looked at it with the grass and the other stipulations. We're not making those up tonight, are we?
Mayor, no, you're not making those up tonight. The stipulations by the design review board have included those items, and what you're seeing tonight is what they have resubmitted now that meet those design review board changes, and staff is willing to approve as meeting those stipulations.
Okay, so we're just concurring with the design review board's recommendation for approval and denying the appeal to overturn it.
Yes.
Okay. Vice Mayor.
The reason I was putting those other things on the record is because I think there was some concern that what the design review board approved is not what you're seeing tonight, but actually with the stipulations, this reflects what the design review board did. And I just wanted it on the record that Mr. Anderson had agreed to, I think the way you said it was, meet our previous agreement to file the deed restrictions. So I'm fine with that's not being part of it. I agree that those are private things, but we do have his commitment to the council and the neighbors on that one. Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion and second. Other discussion? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item is item number 12. That is items from citizens present. This is an opportunity for up to three speakers to speak to the council for up to 3 minutes. Are there any requests to speak this evening?
We have none, Mayor.
Jack, you want to compliment her on that statement? Okay. And I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We are adjourned.